Now, you've probably heard of the Glee effect. It refers to the impact that songs from Channel 4's latest hit show have on the charts. After a new episode is aired on a Monday night, fans can download the tracks featured on the show. There are three songs from the programme in the top 40 at the moment. Here's the latest release from last night's episode. Everywhere I'm looking now. Well, that's the Glee cast mashup of Beyoncé's Halo and Katrina and the Waves Walking on Sunshine, and George's face looked like it was just noise. It's not.
I was just trying to work out what it was.
I've just told you now. Yeah. And it's not just the chart being affected. Did you like that, by the way?
Like wouldn't be the word.
Okay.
I didn't dislike it.
Glee clubs could be coming to a school near you. They've been popular for a very long time in the US. Last month, Richard Bacon visited a Glee club in Pennsylvania. He went to the Scranton High School, and this is them singing.
I work hard every day of my life. I work till I ache in my bones. At the end
of the day,
I take home my heart and home on my own.
Your
heart
is down on me. Praise the Lord. To the tune down from my eyes.
Somebody,
please, anybody find me?
Who is that singing?
That's the Scranton High School. It was on Richard Bacon's show.
It sounds like it was actually Richard Bacon.
And they sang the show out. Well, if George's response is anything to go by, then this next question is redundant. Could Glee clubs become as popular here in the UK? Luckily, George isn't at school. Mm-hmm. Our reporter, Laura Maxwell, is with Glee Flans, or Gleeks, fans even, or Gleeks, as they're known, in East Lothian. Hello, Laura.
How are you doing, Gabby? There's some healthy competition here. The kids are listening to that and hoping that they're going to be as good as that. But I've come to Knox Academy in Haddington, where they are leading the British Glee surge. The club here started in January, and they've been queuing up to join ever since. But I have to admit, I'm a bit like George. Whenever you first discussed talking to a Glee club, I didn't know what it was. And I sat down to watch one episode of the programme and was still sitting there 5 hours later, so I'm completely hooked. For those of you who haven't seen it, it's a bit of a mash-up between High School Musical and Fame, but with an awful lot of adult humour being thrown in. And it's got such backing now in the States that they've even got people like Madonna queuing up to get their tracks involved in it. But I'm here at the Knox Academy show choir. I'm joined by John Campbell, who's a drama teacher here, who started the entire thing. I've also got Robert, who's in sixth year and is the musical director of the choir. He's in charge of the piano, Robin and Gabby. Let's talk to John first. In the programme, a lot of the kids are misfits and geeks. Are they unpopular here?
Definitely not. We've got some of us, like, there's like so many cool kids in our group, it's great. We have a range from S1 right through to S6, which is 12 to 18 year olds, and they're all just simply cool and amazing, and they're all brilliant. So.
John's surrounded by them, so he has to say that.
Yeah, well, I'm going to say, John, obviously schools have always had choirs, so what's different between a Glee club and a choir?
Well, we don't only sing, but we dance as well. And we can do pop songs and songs from Broadway shows and any kind of like mashups. But we add our singing and our dancing and our acting together. And it's kind of like musical theatre galore, but to pop songs.
Do the kids get something out of it educationally, do you think, apart from just having a nice time doing it?
Yeah, well, it's obviously fun, but they learn how to be really kind of confident, and they can be themselves here as well. And they're making friends from S1 right through to S6, and building up skills that they can take on after they leave school as well. So it's good, I think.
There's a discussion in the very first episode where they can only set the club up if it guarantees positive media coverage for the school. Any parallels there?
No. We have a really, really good school, and they back us completely. And this was just a kind of like off chance, and it's great. But no, it's our kids are brilliant here. So
let's speak to
any
one
kind
of them.
Of coverage
they get
is well deserved.
Yeah, let's bring in Robert.
Hi,
Robert. What makes Glee so special?
Well, it's as it was said, it was very like High School Musical, but it's a bit more tongue in cheek, so it's a bit more interesting, a bit more funny, and. Yeah, it's a bit more appealing to a slightly older audience than High School Musical.
And are you going to admit to being like a particular character in the show? Would you compare yourself?
I'm told by Head of Drama that apparently a little bit like Kurt, but I do think if Kurt had a little bit more of a backbone and stood up for himself a bit more, had a bit more confidence.
You're a bit more confident than Kurt.
I should just say, Gabby, at this point, Robert did get a job yesterday in a designer clothes shop, so I think there's a few more parallels there.
Right, yeah, he's quite close to the character. Robin is there as well. Hello, Robin.
Hello.
Is it not all a bit American, a bit cheesy and a bit kind of cheery for us Brits?
No, I don't think so. I think we can take a fresh look at it. And plus, we have got quite a bigger choir than they do. So, and not all the drama to go with it as well.
Yeah, and is it like the programme, Your Glee Club, in any way?
Not really. Kind of. We do quite a lot of the songs, but...
Yeah,
that's about it.
And what else are you getting out of it? Do you feel that you're doing better in your studies because of it? Has it focused you in any way?
I think it's a good distraction from studies, but in that you can do something relaxing and something that makes you feel better about yourself, and that in turn makes you feel a bit more confident about your subjects,
well,
I think.
That alone is a good reason, isn't it, to do it? Now, you're going to sing for us, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay, well, you've got to all get yourselves in position for that. And Laura, you're still there for us, obviously. Do you get the impression...
I am indeed, yes.
Do you get the impression that it's suddenly become very cool off the back of the show to be part of these clubs?
Well, it is, but being very honest, that John actually brought the box set back from the States, so the kids here were actually watching Glee before it was on television.
They were
here,
ahead of time,
and
they
set up the Glee Club. They were. They're surging forward. But they were watching it, and they set it up at the beginning of January, and I think there was about 70 people joined up then. Then it went on the telly, and there are now more than 100 members. They're not all here today for us because there's a few other school activities on. But so they're saying that it's desperately popular. But we have to see, of course, whether this choir can be as successful as the cast of Glee. See if they make it into the charts. But I'm just looking at them. Robert's settled by the piano.
What are they going to sing?
Judge for yourselves what you think for them. They're going to sing "Don't Stop Believing." So I give you the Knox Academy Show Choir.
So much. That was the Knox Academy in Haddington in East Lothian, their Glee Club there, which we all think here perhaps was better than the Scranton High in Pennsylvania, and their Glee Club's been going for years. Incidentally, Glee Club started as all-male choirs in London in the 18th century.
I could have told you that.
Flies in the face of a few of the text messages we've had, which one of them says, "I abhor Glee Clubs and everything they represent. Why must we import American culture?"
That was very good, though.
That was from Hamish in Glasgow. Well, we didn't, apparently, Hamish. They borrowed it and sent it back. Glee Club is the school choir, says another. Glee clubs sound like Pinky and Perky, ruining the classics, from Owen in Cambridge. From what I've just heard, the Glee Club is for those who are not good enough to be in the choir, says another.
Outrageous.
Anonymous. So are you a convert then now, does that mean?
I was less cynical actually hearing them, because they are actually quite good. And I'm a little bit jealous because I've got no musical thing in me at all. When I was at school, I had to mime playing the recorder because I didn't know what I was doing. I had to stand at the back of my recorder and pretend I was playing it next to someone who was.
Can you bring your recorder in tomorrow?
I still have a recorder now, 31 years of age.
Nothing would surprise me. It's at 1:31.
Online at bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.